This is Dakota Datebook for January 2nd. People who wandered out to the Great Plains tended to be adventurous by nature. One of North Dakota's lesser-known adventuring sons was Vilhumar Stefansson. Stefansson's parents were from Iceland. They moved to Canada, where he was born in 1879. From there, the family relocated to North Dakota. Stefansson studied anthropology at the University of North Dakota and went on to have a notable career. On this date in 1913, the Bismarck Daily Tribune reprinted an article from the New York Herald about Stefansson, whose exploits began in 1904 with an expedition to Iceland for archaeological work. In 1906, he spent a year living with the Inuit, indigenous people of the North American Arctic. During the 1908 expedition, he came across a previously unknown tribe. He called them Copper Inuit because of their lighter skin and hair. Some had blue eyes. Stefansson theorized that they were descended from early Norse explorers. In 1912, the National Geographic magazine published an article titled "The Origin of Stefansson's Blonde Eskimo." The term blonde Eskimo caught on with the public. Stefansson returned to the Arctic in 1913. When his ship became trapped in ice, he and a few other men left to go hunting. The ice drifted and carried off the ship, so they were unable to return to it. While they eventually made their way to civilization, the ship was crushed by the ice and most of the crew was lost. This damaged Stefansson's reputation, as many felt he had abandoned his crew. Undeterred, Stefansson continued his explorations, making his last trip in 1918. In 1921, he arranged for four young explorers to make an expedition, but the young men he chose were inexperienced, and all perished in the attempt. Once again, Stefansson's reputation suffered. In spite of these setbacks, Stefansson's reputation as an experienced Arctic explorer persisted. He became the director of polar studies for Dartmouth College, where his personal papers and artifacts are maintained. And in 1998, Iceland established the Stefansson Arctic Institute to promote Arctic research. Stefansson died in 1962. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.